Tuesday's terrorist attacks changed the focus of a previously scheduled forum on national security last night at George Washington University here in Washington. Instead of examining issues such as national missile defense and the ABM treaty, students and a panel of professors struggled with the question of how to respond to terrorism, NPR's David Wellner reports.
It just happened that the first open forum being put on this year by the International Affairs Society, a student group at George Washington University, was all about U.S. national security policy. Sarah Ibrahim, who coordinated the event, says she never imagined it would fall on the day after the worst terrorist attack ever.
We almost postponed it because of what had happened, but then we decided, you know, it'd be really good to have the speakers come and have the students come out.
That was also the view of panelist Carl Inderfuth, who was the State Department's top expert on Afghanistan during the last 4 years of the Clinton administration.
Everyone is still in shock, and I think that it's important for people to talk through this. It's almost a catharsis.
What students like this one wanted to know was how far the U.S. might go in seeking reprisal for the attacks.
Do you feel the U.S. public is willing to take on casualties?
Indefrith said there already are many casualties.
We have already been attacked. We've lost lives. And the question is how to respond. I do not believe the American people will step away from saying, well, that could include American fighting forces placing themselves at risk. I think that Americans are prepared for that.
But another student wondered whether Americans are prepared to give up some of their freedom in order to have greater security.
Do you really want every bag to be opened and everything to be searched? Do you want the CIA to be able to invade your things? Like, how far are you personally willing to go, losing personal liberties to ensure the safety of a whole, a collective safe?
Professor Henry Now, who served on the National Security Council during the Reagan administration, responded that it might well be time to rethink some of the current restrictions on fighting terrorism, such as using informants with violent criminal records.
Because they might be assassins, or they might, you know, in some way it might implicate us in some sort of violation of, you know, of our laws. There's where I think we need to be a little bit more reasonable maybe under these circumstances and say, look, if you're going to try to penetrate terrorist cells, and that's the best kind of intelligence you can get on this kind of thing, we may have to deal with some pretty bad people.
Many students were concerned about the image the U.S. has abroad. One of them was freshman Kristen Tedonio.
In order to deter future terrorist attacks, do we need to work on improving the image of the United States in the Middle East and other places, and how?
Professor Leon Firth, who advised Vice President Al Gore on foreign policy, ventured that such image polishing might not help.
I'm not sure that psychiatrists can do very well with people who are laboring under obsessions. And I'm not sure that the United States can do very well in changing its image in the minds of people who are obsessed with us as the source of evil in the world.
The larger discussion about dealing with terrorism is certain to continue, not just at George Washington University, but at kitchen tables across the country, as Americans struggle to come to terms with the terrible new reality that began Tuesday. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.